It's late. Not middle of the night late. Just late enough that neither of us feels like starting anything important. We're cleaning out a closet. One shelf. One box. That's all we planned to do. Those are always the projects that end up taking 3 hours. Old receipts. Birthday cards. Instruction manuals for things we don't even own anymore. A warranty for a washing machine that probably died 15 years ago. My wife picks up a folded piece of paper.
Look at this.
I recognize my handwriting before I remember writing it. Just one sentence. One more year, and we'll get there. Apparently, 30-year-old me was absolutely convinced we were going to retire early. I don't remember writing that. She does. She remembers where we lived. What I was worried about. Funny how somebody can remember versions of you that you've completely forgotten. She sets the note aside and keeps digging. A minute later, she finds another one. This time, she doesn't laugh. She just silently reads it for a second, then hands it to me. It says, "Sorry, I'm trying again." Same handwriting, same signature. Different year, different battle. Maybe a different man. I sit there holding both notes, one in each hand. The paper feels soft around the folds now, like they've been carried longer than they were meant to be. Outside, a car passes. The refrigerator hums in the next room. The TV's on, playing a movie we're not watching. My wife keeps sorting. Keep, donate, trash, donate, keep, trash. And I keep looking at those notes, back and forth, trying to remember who wrote them. The confident one, the scared one, the planner, the guy who thought hard work fixed everything, the one who wasn't so sure anymore. The strange thing is, I remember both of them. Not perfectly, but enough. Enough to know neither one was pretending. Enough to know both meant every word they wrote. My wife reaches for the notes, then stops, looks at me.
You want to keep those?
I look down at them again, the two pieces of paper resting side by side in my hands. And for a second, I honestly don't know if I'm looking at two different men, or the same man at two different points in the fight.
My wife was telling stories about the man she met back then. The way she brought him to life made me wish I'd known him. I kept waiting for it to click, some familiar feeling to begin. But the longer she told the story, the less I knew him. I'm not asking you to forget. I'm not asking where we've been. I just wanna wake up someday and someone you can trust again. I'm not asking for tomorrow, like the past was just pretend. I just wanna wake up someday and someone you can trust again. We're sorting through old boxes, deciding what we'd keep from them. You laughed at a note from long ago that said, "One more year and we'll get there." And stared at another left beside the bed, just one line. Sorry, I'm trying again. I remember the men who wrote those notes. Somehow, they both were him. I'm not asking you to forget. I'm not asking where we've been. I just wanna wake up someday as someone you can trust again. I'm not asking for tomorrow, like the past was just pretend. I just wanna wake up someday as someone you can trust again. So if you ask me who I used to be, Maybe neither ever will. Maybe all these years I wasted trying to decide which one was real. I'm not asking you to forget. I'm not asking where we've been. I just wanna wake up someday as someone you can trust again. Someday, someone you can trust again.